Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra, Kuf Gimel, Baba Basra 103b, pagination is 206, starting at the Mishnah, about 8 lines from the top. Beis kur afar ani mocher loch. If a person said, I'm selling you a beis kur, that's an amount of area of land, afar, it should be earth, should be plantable, that's what I'm selling to you. Mida bechevel, but over here, as opposed to the previous Mishnah, he used the words mida bechevel, measured by the rope, which is the way they measured. The rope was a precise measuring method. They knew exactly how much that was. That was the constant. And when he says mida bechevel, means we're not doing approximations, we're going to be precise about it. Piches kol shehu. If he diminished in the amount of land that was given, that was cordoned off, boundaries created, turns out that it's a drop less, yenake, he has to reduce the price. Hoser kol shehu yachzir. If the amount of land given was more, then there will have to be a return that takes place from the buyer to the seller, and we'll discuss this in a moment in the Mishnah. So again, we have a case of Mida Bechevel. He says, I'm giving you the base core in precise measurements, and we're going to have to figure out if there was any discrepancy, how to make good on that discrepancy. V'im Omar, however, if he said, Hein Cheser, Hein Yeser, a little less, a little more, meaning it's an approximation. Afilu piches rova l'sa'ah, ahosu rova l'sa'ah higiu. Even if there was a deviation described as rova to every saw, that deviation would still be considered a valid sale because the wording was an approximation. Yosemikan, but if the deviation was greater than that, then again we have the ruling, Ya'asa Cheshbon, a calculation to make the deal good has to be made, and a reimbursement of some sort, a payment of some sort, is going to have to take place. Mahu Machzir, lo, what does the buyer, for example, have to give to the seller? If he received too much land, ma'os, he has to give money. V'imratza, but if the seller wanted, machzilo karka, he could tell him, I want you to return land to me. So again, the case to appreciate, the base court was supposed to be measured at a certain point. They accidentally measured more. If it was mida bechevel, then even a little bit more is already going to cause us to re-examine the transaction. If it was a more liberal transaction, cheser, yeser, a little less, a little more is all okay. So then it's only if the area boundaried off was greater by a significant amount. And at that point, reimbursement has to take place. That reimbursement is money. If the seller wants, he can ask that he wants the land that's extra to be returned to him. And the Mishnah explains, V'lama amru machzer lamos k'dei liyafos kocha shel mocher. Why are we having the person return money? Because that's the benefit to the seller, because what's he going to do with a small parcel of land that's detached from the rest of his land? It's hard to work that. It's not cost-effective, etc. But if the seller wanted land, then he's entitled to have the land given back to him. Because fundamentally, what happened is that the buyer only bought the base score, or if there was a deviation allowed, the base score with the deviation. But anything more than that was never sold. and therefore that sale is taking place now. So if the seller says, I don't want to sell, I'd like my land, legally the land would never left his possession. It's just logistically it left his possession. We made the boundaries in the wrong spot. So the seller can say, I never sold it. I don't want to sell it. Fix the boundaries. But Chazal said that he's entitled to ask for money because most sellers would prefer to just get the money instead rather than have a piece of land that's not connected. The Rashbam considers an interesting case based on a discussion that comes up. What happens if land has decreased in value since the time of the sale until now? So when the buyer pays for the extra piece of land that was included in his boundaries, if he would pay by the prices of previous, he would be paying a high price. If he would be paying according to the price now, then he'd be paying a low price. And what's happening here is that he would pay the extra based on the high price of the time of the transaction, because it's like we're extending the transaction based on the mistake of the boundaries, what they thought they were doing, and then we measured it, and they weren't really doing it accurately. But he could reject the deal and say, I do not want to pay the high price now that the prices have come down. It's not proper for me to be paying the high price. And it's clear that the transaction never actually took place at that time. It's that we're kind of trying to extend the transaction that once took place. So there are cases that the mocher, the seller, would reject it because he would rather have his money back. And there are cases where the buyer might be able to reject this thing. But if the price is the same, then this is the way it would play itself out. The Mishnah continues, Shemshir besada beis tisha kabin, uvigina beis chatzi kav, uchadiv Rabbi Kiva beis rova. Because if the piece of land that was under discussion is indeed of a substantial nature, machzir lo asakarka, the buyer returns land to the seller. And when he does return the land, v'lo asarova belvad hu machzir, it's not just the extra that he's going to return, but he's going to return machzir eskol hamosar. He's going to return all of the deviation, even the amount that was considered tolerable. Once we went in excess, he's going to return the entire amount. And that ruling is a throwback, a similar ruling to the discussion that we had by Rav Huna on Daf Tzadi Dalid, where a certain amount of deviation was acceptable, but if you exceed that amount of deviation, the correction is going to include even the amount of the standard deviation, and we're going to, once we're correcting it, try to get it right. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.